We're up to test. You all right?
What's yeah. Right? I'm a little short of breath.
That's something that you put down.
That's something they should take to a doctor about.
Nah, put that on your website.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Ooh.
Come to Canada.
Say all the
land
sound.
Of the free.
Say all the sound.
Land of the. I just don't understand.
Test.
Vav.
No, that was yud. Wasn't that yud?
That was a vav.
On the next page. Isn't the next page yud?
Yud. Yeah.
Is that yud?
Yud.
Okay, so go
no,
back.
No, that's vav.
That's vav. Okay, I'm sorry.
Zion. Chet. And Tet.
Okay, ready?
Tet offensive.
Al tikre tes, ella
teet.
Zehu teet, shabiyah shakosh baruch. So teet is mortar.
Clay.
Clay, mortar, fine. Shenemar, hine kachomer biyah yotzer. Pasuk is as clay in the hand of the potter. Kein atem biyadi beis Yisrael. So, or the sculptor, so are you in my hands, Beis Yisrael. Well, Holam Kula Nivrahimenu, that the whole universe is made out of it. So what he means basically is, he doesn't mean the whole universe is made out of clay. What he means is, he's using the concept of clay to refer to an unformed matter, kind of like primordial matter.
It's very good.
What?
It says here the entire world was created from this mud.
Okay, well, that's what I'm trying to say. The concept here is not referring to a particular physical element or
primordial
something like that, but it's referring to something, whether it be matter or energy. But the point is, it's something that should be thought of as pre-form. So in other words, we have a concept of Chomer and Tzura. Chomer is material, Tzura is the form that it's stamped with. So if you think of, in American English, you'd call it a slug. A slug is a round piece of metal without a stamp on it. Hence, it's not currency. Interestingly, there's a halacha in Torah relevant to this, that when you have Maas or Sheni, that you're supposed to take to Yerushalayim to eat. But if it's too much to transport, so the Torah says that you can convert it into money. But the Torah specifically says v'tzarto b'kesef. And we learn from that the halach is that it has to be kesef tzura. V'tzarto b'kesef, simple translation would mean, and you should like tie it up in a bundle, because that's how they carry their money, they put it in a bundle. However, it's also the word that indicates tzura. Tzura means a form.
How is the word indicating tzura?
Tzarta.
Sarata.
Tzarta. So the tzarta comes from a root similar to tzura. So from that, the Gemara learns that the halacha
has to be
not
silver.
No. No, it doesn't have to be so much silver as much as a coin. That's not the point. The point is, it has to be a stamped coin. In other words, in their time at least, the coins were silver or gold or copper, meaning the coin itself had its own intrinsic value. You don't have that anymore. Nowadays, if you melted down a quarter, you'd end up with, let's say, a penny's worth of material,
right.
The value of what it had. In their time, the amount of silver was exactly that, but it had a tzura, it was stamped, so hence it was currency. So the point is, the halacha says, you can't just use unformed coins, it has to be stamped coins, okay? What I'm trying to tell you is the concept where you can have unformed, kind of like pre-material that's waiting to be given a form, right? We nowadays don't really think in those terms, because the matter that we think of already has a form. We cannot really conceive of the concept of matter without form, or form without matter. In our mind, Chomer and Tzura are linked immediately. However, the concepts are not the identical, they're not the same thing. Chomer does not equal Tzura, Tzura does not equal Chomer. We can't conceive of Chomer without Tzura or Tzura without Chomer. In our minds, so a Tzura would be just the form that it exists in. So for instance, raw wood already has a tzura. It has a tzura of raw wood. It has a form. As I'm trying to say, we don't really conceive of material chomer that doesn't have a tzura. From a philosophical or theological perspective, we talk about there's something being pre-formed material, meaning material before it has a form. That's what he's talking about now. It doesn't, well, I'm trying to, this is a very abstract, nuanced idea. And the idea is that the whole universe was formed first from formless matter. Except it doesn't, it's not even necessarily matter. And you say the same thing about energy. Do you see what I'm... Shakolam kulo nivra heimenu, from this formless matter. The Ramban calls it hiyuli. Ramban actually says the Greek philosophers called it hiyuli.
Hiyuli.
Hiyuli, right. Which could be described as, I don't know, something.
Primordial.
That's good. That's the whole point. Except it doesn't have to even be matter per se. Primordial everything. So if you want to get into cosmology or theoretical physics, you would say, oh, that's what came immediately from the Big Bang. Well, I'm trying to say, meaning, from a physicist's point of view, what was formed immediately from the Big Bang is not the same matter and energy that we recognize now. It was still formless, even from a scientific point of view. You don't have to get to that. The point is, philosophically speaking, God formed the entire universe from
this mud.
Yes, except what I'm trying to say is, don't think of it as mud like dirt and water.
No.
The point is, it's material that's pre-formed.
The thing that comes to my mind immediately is the same mud as Adam was made of. Like, there's that...
I would not say that, because over there, by the time he was made, everything else was already made. This is before everything. Everything was made from this. He wasn't made from this kind of material, it would seem. He was made from the material that had already been formed.
He's talking about the house of Israel.
Okay, I think you're
No, Yirmiyahu.
Yirmiyahu is saying, as clay in the hand of the sculptor, you are in my hand. That's what we're getting from Yirmiyahu. In my hand, you are as clay. Meaning I can make anything out of you. And you are entirely in my control for me to make whatever I want out of you. As opposed to, excuse me, like Frank Sinatra, I'll do it my way. Okay? So God says, no, you won't. What would that, so continue. Shekol Olam Kulo Nivra Heimenu, the whole universe was created from this chomer, from this formless matter. And in the end, everything will revert to that, to this formless matter. Shenamar, as it says, Hakol holech al makom echad, everything goes to one place. Hakol hayam min ha'afar, everything was from dust. Hakol shavel ha'afar, and everything will return to dust. So what he's saying is that this concept of dust is this formless matter. V'ein tit ela afar, and this mud
is dust, meaning he's equating the two. Shavnivra b'meno Adam Rishon. So this fits in with what you were saying.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want? You want to get to that? What do you want?
No.
Switch the hat to this chair.
You want the hat on that chair?
Yeah, because when I want to sit here.
Okay.
We can handle this.
Here, go ahead.
It's okay. Very complicated.
Picky.
Yeah.
What's interesting is
Mimeno Adam Rishon, that from which Adam Rishon was created. Shenemar, as it says, Vayit, take your hand down. Shenemar, as it says, Vayit Hashem Elokim es Adam Afar Min HaAdama, that God created Adam as dust from the earth.
So Akiva, Rabbi Akiva,
yeah,
is talking philosophy here about the initial, primordial.
I would not use the word philosophy. I'd call it what we call Kabbalah.
More than Kabbalah.
More than Kabbalah. Okay. Kablayim.
No, but he's really getting into it.
Right. Minayin she'ein tit ela afar. And how do you know that it's dust? Remember, as it says, Vayavo suganim kumal chomer. And the assistants will come as mud, kumo yotzer yirmastit, as the sculptor will squeeze or crush,
treads upon
mud.
The mud.
So the point is, he's equating afar to tit in the same pasuk.
So he says he will come upon princes like mortar, and as the porter treads upon mud.
Right.
What does that mean?
Everything is entirely in God's hands. There are no forces. There are no powers.
Oh, so princes.
There are no, right. There are no anything.
Right.
We think of things as being rock solid. And God laughs at that idea, rock. You think rock is solid? You think rock is solid? You think anything is solid? In God we trust. And the American currency. It's a laugh. American currency is solid. Wall Street is solid. Bank of America is solid. There is no. All these, that's the point. All these things that you humans think are stable and non-changeable, you can depend upon it no matter what. God is just laughs at that whole thing. It's a joke. We're foolish to think that. That's what he's saying. All of these things, princes and armies and whatever, they're clay. It's like what? It's like little toy soldiers. I can do whatever I want with them. I put them in the fire and melt them. I put them in the freezer. I freeze them. So, you know, it's a joke. Davar Acher, continuing.
Davar Acher.
Zed Tit Shel Olam Haba. It's referring to the mud of Olam Haba. Shel Tzadikim Mitzitzin Heimenu Kitos Ki Ispe Hasadeh. That the tzaddikim, how does he translate mitzitzin heimenu?
They blossom
forth from it, okay? In groups and groups, like grasses of the field, b'chama levushin, with various garbs, sherechan holech b'sof olam v'ad sofo, that their aroma, their fragrance, goes from one end of the world of
like
the universe
my
to the
oil.
Other.
Kareach,
it says fine oil. Kareach gan eden. As the fragrance of Gan Eden, Shneur says, "Vayatzitzu meir ke'esav haaretz," and they will blossom out of the earth. I'm sorry, out of the city, like grasses of the field.
What do you think that means? Well, what's going on there?
That is from at Olam Haba, the tzaddikim will blossom forth
in separate groups, like grasses.
Right.
What do you mean they'll blossom forth? From where? From what? Like, is this Tichyas Hametim and like? What's
I think it's
here?
Past that. And I think you got it
what does it mean? What's going on?
I don't know. Let's wait and we'll find out.
Okay.
No, I mean like, you know, in Olam Haba we'll find out.
Oh, no, I want to find out. The next sentence.
Ve'ein ir el Yerushalayim. And ir means Yerushalayim. Shenemar ha'ir asher b'charti ba. Mikan atolame, from this you learn. She'en kosh baruch ha'mechayis ha'meisim el ha'eretz Yisrael.
that the resurrection of the dead will take place in Eretz Yisrael. Remember, as it says, "Kamar Hashem barashmayim v'notehem." So says Hashem, Creator of heavens and v'notehem, and he hangs them. Roka ha'aretz v'tzeatzaeha, who spreads out the earth and its offspring. Nosei neshama la'am aleha, he gives soul to the nation on it. V'rach la'holkim ba, and spirit to those that go in it. V'omer, and it says, v'nasati tzvi v'eretz chayim, and I shall give desire into the land of the living. How does he translate that?
Exactly that. Okay. I shall bestow. Fine. That's a nice word for
bestow
giving.
What? Bestow?
Bestow beauty.
Beauty, okay.
On the land of the living.
Mahu Eretz Chaim. What is the land of the living? Chiyesh Eretz Chaim, Eretz Mesim. Is there a land of the living, land of the dead? Elazo Eretz Yisrael, Shinikris Eretz Chaim. This is referring to Eretz Yisrael, which is called the land of the living. Why? Shemeseha Chaim Tchila Lom Haba. That it's dead, meaning those who are buried in Eretz Yisrael, they will be first to be resurrected for Olam Haba. Im Kain, Tzadikim Shebchutz La'aretz, Kigon Moshe Va'aron Ushar Kal, Tzadikim Shebar Pinos Aretz. So what about the Tzadikim that are buried in Chutz La'aretz, such as Moshe and Aaron and all the various other Tzadikim scattered to the four corners of the earth? Heich Chayim Ubayin Olam Haba. How then will they be resurrected and come into Olam Haba? Olam Lamein, it tells you, Shabbashas Tias HaMesim, God descends from the uppermost heavens, and he will sit on his throne in Yerushalayim. As it says, at that time they will call Yerushalayim the seat of God. And God will call to the Malachi Asharis, and will say to them, Bonai lo barasi etzchem el shazu, my children, you, angels, I have created for you for specifically for this moment. Kedei shetasu likoras rach, that you should please me. Meshivin Malachi Asharis, v'am rufanav. So the Malachi Asharis respond and say before him, Ribono shalom, hinu namod l'fanecha b'chol dama shata ratza. Behold, we stand before you for anything that you desire. Meshivin gosh baruch v'am elav. So God responds and says to them, L'chu v'shatatu b'abar ruchas ha'olam. Go and spread out, float, hover, whatever, travel through all the four corners of the world. V'hagbios abrakanfos aretz, and lift up the four corners of the world like shaking a sheet.
Taking the earth off as a sheet.
V'asu mechilas mechilas b'karka aretz chol tzadik b'tzadik shebchutz la'aretz, and make tunnels and tunnels through the ground of the earth for every tzadik that's in chutz la'aretz ad Eretz Yisrael. Until Eretz Yisrael, meaning make tunnels that go from where they are to Eretz Yisrael. V'havi'uli kol tzadik v'tzadik, and bring to me every tzadik. Tzadik ploni ben ploni, and he names them. Chassid ploni ben ploni, Chacham ploni ben ploni, Navan ploni ben ploni, Navi ploni ben ploni, Shemasra etz'atzman ha'kadusha shemim chol yom v'yom, who gave over their souls, gave themselves over to me for the sanctification of my name, every day. Kadeshli, it's Ta'aruf Yavol Eretz Yisrael. So do this so that they should not be pained and that they should come to Eretz Yisrael. Vani, God's still talking to the Malachim, Mechaya Osam, Miyad, Mechaya Osam, and I will resurrect them. Miyad Hochim, Kol Malach, Kol Malach, Kol Sarah, Kol Sarah, Kol Sarah, Kol Sarah, Kol Gedud, Ugedud. So right away, all the angels in their various legions and battalions and brigades and princes and officers go, and they spread out in the four corners of the world, and lift up the four corners, and they will shake out the Rishon from the earth. Shenemar, as it says, to hold the corners of the earth and shake out the Rishayim from it. Osim Mechilas Mechilas B'Karka Haaretz, and they make many tunnels in the earth of the land, b'shvil kol tzadik v'tzadik shechutz la'aretz, for all the tzadikim chutz la'aretz, u'mevi'en osan mesoch mechilos la'aretz Yisrael, and they bring them through the tunnels to Eretz Yisrael, etz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerushalayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omeid Ba'atzma, we're going to finish up and go down later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omeid Ba'atzma, and then God stands himself, u'mechaya osan, and resurrects them, u'mamid osan aragleim. And stands them
he's
up.
He's speaking as if this has happened.
No. How can
he say what's going to happen?
I guess there must have been a Masorah.
I don't know, Masorah. What? The Masorah's. I've done it. Thank you.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry for schlepping you around.
Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bez Hashem, yeah. Yeah.